What is up, everybody? I am the Alpha Dog AJ Laster, and welcome to season 2 of the Real Talk Podcast. As always, I'd like to thank my sponsor, Anchor, for once again sponsoring this show into the new year. If you want to record your own show, if you want to create your own show, Anchor is the way to do it. It's been about a month since I recorded my last episode, and to be honest with you, I'm glad to be back. I know I promised you guys a new episode on the 23rd, but with the way things have been going with me, the way things have been changing, I had to switch things up. And I promise I will not go back on that promise. But one thing that is changing for this season is that I will be recording an episode once every 2 weeks. Or once a week like I usually do. It might be once a week. It might be every 2 weeks. I haven't come to a decision on that. But thing is, I will be getting new episodes out to you as soon as I can. Now, I want to know how people's 2021's been going. I could tell you, mine's been going very well. Sure, I got the second stimulus check that was finally freaking released on the first day of this year. Then a couple days later, I ended up losing my job at this place called Elite. Which, thanks a lot, you guys. But I saw a silver lining in all this. And to be honest with you, it's because I hit rock bottom after I lost my job. And it took me a little bit of time to figure out where the hell I was going. But I promised myself last year that I was going to make my own destiny, that I was going to take control of my life, take control of my family's life. And a couple weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, I did. 2 weeks ago, I took my life back. And I ended up getting my job back at the place that let me go back in August of last year. Ashley Furniture. But with this new year, there's also been a bunch of crap that's been going on. You already know, several days ago, we ended up with a new president, Joe Biden. A lot of people are saying he's already going to fuck up. I don't care. He couldn't do no better than Donald Trump. So let this guy run the free world. And just enjoy the ride. Of course, you already know last year I started a new religious journey. I became a Viking, and I'm wearing my Thor's hammer, my Mjolnir. Sorry, I almost mispronounced it. So if I have any Viking brothers and sisters who listen to this show, Skull. And I hope you guys are enjoying this. But anyway, so far, this year hasn't been good. But I have to think that the only reason this year is not going well for others is because of their attitudes. And to be honest with you, it's getting old. You take the crap that was 2020, that came from 2020, and you bring it into this year. We're only 3 weeks into the new year, and the world is still turning into complete and utter crap. And to be honest with you, I'm not letting it get me down. Because to be honest with you, I'm tired of seeing, Trump should have won. I hope you guys can live with yourselves with your new pedophile president and all that shit. Shut the hell up. That's all I got to say to the motherfuckers who are saying that Trump should have won. I hope you guys can enjoy y'all's president. And then, of course, I've been seeing pictures of people saying you get what you voted for. Now, I'm not a big guy. I'm not big into politics. I've made that perfectly clear throughout season one. And I'm still not a big politics guy. But I can tell you this. It's like I always say. You take the bitter with the sweet. And me? I'm taking the bitter with the sweet. I don't care that Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Hell, I don't give a damn who is running this country. As long as they do it right. Or they do it because they really want to help. Don't do it for commercial gain. Do it because you care about the country, about what you believe this country stands for. And if you're wondering why I have a more positive attitude than I did last year, well, that's because, like I said, I left all the bullcrap of 2020 where it belongs. Yes, we've lost a lot of celebrities. We've lost a lot of people. Hell, last year I went on a freaking rant saying that George Floyd didn't deserve to freaking die. Now there's a lot of people out there mourning for a man who most believed was unfit to run this country. Hell, even some of his own, his representatives, the Republicans, thought that he was unfit to run the country. Be honest with you. And this is coming from personal experience, and I'm sorry for the long pauses here. They're right. You made your own bed, lay in it. And I don't care if I'm contradicting myself. Like I always say, I don't care. That's the whole point of this show. I don't care. But I do care about the people who listen to this. And I want to be fair. I want to be unbiased to anybody who listens to this. And I want to say this. Be a different person this year than you were last year. Because we all know 2020 was a shit show. Yes, I had worked at Ashley's full time up until August of last year. Then I was on unemployment for 2 months. I almost had several jobs. But some, they were too far away or they didn't pay much. I hit the lowest of the low when I ended up working at Huddle House. I hit a silver lining when I worked for Elite. But a COVID test. Yes, I did get tested for COVID last year, and yes, it came back negative. That was a wake-up call for me. I got tired of living in the past. And that's why I'm proud to say that, yeah, I'm back at Ashley Furniture. And I'm going to say this right now. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to leave. Because I'm making money for my kids. I'm making money for my wife. I'm making money for myself. The world's gone to hell and I really don't fucking care. Everybody has their own way. And me? I found my way. Thing is, I contacted a guy who works there. And his name is Dean Lowry. He started working there after the last guy, I don't forgot his name, worked there. He left to be the former guy, ended up leaving so that way he could spend more time with his family and, you know, do other things. When Dean stepped up, he saw potential in everybody. And believe it or not, he saw potential in me. And I ended up losing my job up there in August due to my temper. But since then, I've learned to control my temper. And just like I said a moment ago, I got into contact with Mr. Lowry, and not but a couple moments after I had tried to apply up there. Yes, I tried to apply to go back up there full time, but they told me I couldn't come back for 7 months due to my termination. If I was terminated, I could not come back for an entire year. But I found a loophole. My mother-in-law just pretty much told me that I have to contact Dean. And I got in touch with Dean. I told him that I'm in desperate need of a job. Because I was telling the truth. I had lost all sources of income. My only source of income, I had just lost it. And then he answered me and told me that the best he could do is to get me on through the temp service, which is why I'm staffing out in Boonville, Mississippi. And to be honest with you, I thank him for doing that for me, because he provided me with a second chance to make money for my family, to keep us afloat in this house, in this town, until I'm able to come back full time. But that's not all. I ended up going back the same night I freaking applied for the job. And then when I said to you, if people follow me on Facebook, you know, if they're friends with me on Facebook, if they follow me on Twitter, I made the post starting next year, starting in 2021, I make my own destiny. And I kept that positivity that day. I started on a Wednesday night. I was unemployed again for a week and 2 days before I finally got back on. And to be honest with you, I couldn't be any happier. I thought to myself, maybe the gods are looking down on me. And they're smiling because I never gave up. And like I say, We make our own destiny, and I made mine. Because it's a new year. It's the same old bullshit. And it's a different attitude for me. Yes, it's a brand new year. It's 2021. We make this year how we want it. But a lot of people are bringing the same old bullshit from last year into this year. They're bringing the fucking Karens. The coronavirus, like I said, is not going to be going away anytime soon. Apparently, there's another freaking strain out there. But a lot of people are actually seeing the brighter side of 2021. I mean, frick. I found out that WrestleMania is doing another two-night thing, but this time they're actually going back to where WrestleMania was supposed to be held last year at Raymond James Stadium, and they're going to go back to doing the two-night event, but this time they're not doing it in the Performance Center. They're going to be doing it at Raymond James Stadium with limited fan capacity. There's a silver lining for them, because they're hoping to get fans back into arenas, hoping to get fans back to seeing fights, to seeing wrestling matches, to seeing football games, to seeing baseball games. Now, people exaggerate the death toll of this shit, but I haven't seen any of it because I don't pay attention to the news. But if the death tolls are as big as they are, then let the scientists who are trying to create the vaccine get it out to people. And let's get this pandemic over with. Done and over with. And of course, back to me. Like I said, I've been working there for about a week now. It'll be 2 weeks on the 27th of this month. And my experience of being back, I've never been happier. I'm back to literally working my ass off. They put me in a spot that I'm used to, bolting down. But this time, I'm not bolting down those big-ass fucking love seat couches with the consoles and everything else. No, I'm doing chairs, like two-arm chairs, one-arm chairs, no arm chairs with fucking pull handles, no arm chairs with fucking motors in them. And I'm running them like I never even left. And of course, yeah, there was a couple times I was late last week, but those were justified, and I still came in and got the damn job done. And the guy who hired me back, Dean, actually asked me, how does it feel to be back? And my exact words were, it feels great to be back because it feels like I never even left. Sure, for the past couple days, my entire body's been hurting. I've been sleeping until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I love it. I'm back on a freaking schedule that I'm used to. Because I'm tired of staying up till 5 o'clock in the morning and waking up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then staying up all night and doing it all over again. While doing nothing but sitting on my ass watching TV or sitting on my ass doing nothing. My experience of being back from January 13th all the way up until now I have to say, it does feel good to be back. And I have a brand new attitude into this year. Hence why I said, new year, same shit, new attitude. I'm bringing a whole new attitude. I'm bringing a happier attitude into 2021. And to be honest with you, I hope people understand that, yeah, there are going to be episodes this season where I actually go off. On people who are being fucking stupid. But then again, there's going to be episodes where I talk about random stuff. Like I said last year, I'm going to be talking about new topics. I'm going to be talking about music a lot more. I'm going to be talking about anime a lot more. Hell, I'm even going to be talking about wrestling a lot more. I'm going to be talking about UFC and Bellator. And any sport that any person who listens to this show wants me to talk about. Hell, I'm even going to do a freaking episode about Resident Evil. Because this past week, on the 21st, I watched the Resident Evil showcase. I'm not going to go into details, but I watched the official gameplay trailer for the new Resident Evil Village and found out that it's going to be released on current gen consoles. I'm pretty sure many of my listeners have actually already seen it and know that the game's coming out on May 7th. And when I save up enough money, once I get all the bills paid off, once I get my freaking dryer replaced and everything else, and also get my car fixed, I'm going to pre-order the game, and I'm going to wait until May 7th to get that motherfucker. Because like I said, I'm a big fan of Resident Evil, and one of the episodes is going to be a new segment that I'm going to call Video Game History. In Video Game History, I'm going to be talking about video games, certain video games, certain franchises, certain gaming companies, gaming developers. And that's just the start of it. Because like I said, I'm bringing a positive attitude into 2021. I want all my listeners to know that 2021 is your year if you want it to be your year. 2021 can be whatever you want it to be. And I'm sending positive vibes to anyone who listens. I'm sending positive vibes to anyone who understands the struggle. Mainly because I can't keep all this positive energy for myself. Because I'm in a happier mood nowadays. Because I got my old job back. I'm back to where I want to be. Yeah, maybe one day I'll get to live out my dreams. Maybe I'll get to live out my MMA dreams. Maybe one day I'll get back into songwriting and becoming a musician. But that's a story for another day. But of course, when it comes to being positive, there's always going to be negative influences coming around you saying, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, fuck everything. But let me just say this. Keep your negativity away from me. Because the thing is, I'm still the alpha dog. But that dark side is still inside of me. And to be honest with you, I want to keep him inside. I want to keep the dark side of me locked up. Because like I said, I'm tired of the negativity. And like the New Day does, I'm going to be spreading the power of positivity. And I'm going to make this show better than it was last year. And like I said at the beginning, I'm going to be making this show at least either 1 week apart or 2 weeks apart. And this is only the first episode of season two. And I'm already making announcements. Oh, and to anyone who's listening right now, who listens to this episode, I am currently looking for a co-host. So if you want to, look me up on Facebook and message me and let me know what all you know about everything. I want to know what you think about video games. I want to know what you think about anime. And tell me how you would infuse it into this show. And like I said, we bring positivity this year into 2021 into the second season of the Real Talk podcast. And I don't want it to end. Like I said, like I told you at the beginning, I found a new religion. I'm now a full-fledged Viking. I'm a Norse pagan now. Sure, the old Vikings used to pillage and kill, but nowadays they still celebrate everything that is to be a Viking. And I've actually read up on my Norse mythology, and believe it or not, I actually believe everything it says. And I'm a happier man for it. Hell, I've even cut my hair into the style of Vikings. I've even started growing out my beard. Yeah, I know I had a quarantine beard, but I'm letting it grow out now. I'm letting it grow out more. But of course, I'm pretty much trying to find my way, and I believe this is my way. So, for my final thought, yeah, because this is going to be a short episode. for my final thought, I have to say, like I said, 2020 was definitely the year of the shit show. Hell, I even posted a picture on my Facebook. It was back before the year was over of someone posting a picture of a damn chili pepper, like a pepper, saying if 2020 was a butt plug and it showed that. And to be honest with you, 2020 was not just a green jalapeno pepper. I do believe that 2020 was the ghost pepper. And you try sticking that up your ass. But of course, before I go, I want to say to the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol, you guys are fucking idiots. Why the hell would you do that shit? They're trying to do what's best for the country, and you motherfuckers just stormed that son of a bitch. I actually watched people's reactions to it, and a lot of people were laughing about it, and I swear to fucking God, I watched it, and half the motherfuckers actually made it into the motherfucking U.S. Capitol, and some were actually taking pictures with the son of bitches. Seriously? But, of course, I want to send my condolences out to the woman who was actually shot during the break-in. I hope she finds peace. But to the other motherfuckers who stormed that son of a bitch, I hope. And I say this with the utmost positivity. I hope someone sticks a ghost pepper up your ass. So that way you can feel the burn of life. With that being said, this has been the first episode of season 2 of the Real Talk Podcast. Message me on Twitter or follow me on Twitter at Alpha Dog. I do believe. No. At Alpha Dog 131. Send me a message. Send me ideas from there. Follow me on Facebook. Add me at David Laster. Follow the Facebook page. It's still under Anything Goes Podcast. And message me from there and give me ideas or send me some positivity that you would believe I would need during the day and during my nights when I'm at work. And of course, if you want to be my co-host, send me a message and tell me why you believe you should be my new co-host for this, or be a special guest on a future episode. And I hope to see you guys or hear from you guys very, very soon. With that being said, I am the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster. And I know I didn't get to say it at the beginning, but Happy New Year. Have a positive 2021. Good night. Be good people. Peace out, everybody.